This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am thinking about what it feels like to be in the minority. When you're in the minority for a belief, it can be frustrating that most of those around you believe one thing and you believe another. You might even expend a lot of energy trying to convince them to see things your way. I thought about this as I was reading about Moses, who sent out 12 spies to survey the Promised Land. And after 40 days of investigating the land, 10 of the spies returned to tell him that the land itself was good, but there was absolutely no way they could overcome the people who occupied the land. However, the last two spies were Joshua and Caleb, and they saw things very differently. They put more stock in God's promise and less in what they saw with their natural eyes. In other words, they saw that the Amalekites, who lived in the Promised Land at the time, were giants, but they also knew that in God's strength, they could defeat those giants. Yet Joshua and Caleb were definitely in the minority. And sometimes I need to be encouraged when I'm steadily trying to remind those around me to see things differently. And one thing that helps me cling to this belief is a saying I heard once and I never forgot it. It goes, "Keep your faith because one with God is, in fact, a majority." And remember that saying as you also cling to these few words, "But many who are first will be last, and the last first." Mark 10:31. Share this Be Moment because others desire to be inspired. So today, know that your minority is really a majority.